Small business owners are losing as much as $7 billion a year because bigger companies aren't paying their bills on time. The business software company Xero surveyed more than 150 businesses and found that late payments create a domino effect through the economy, making it harder for small operations to take on new staff. Xero's Trent Innes has been speaking to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
If we could just get big business to pay small business on time, that would actually, you know, would unlock about $7 billion of working capital down to small business. And, you know, that's taking it right down to the grassroots, you know, into businesses that are, you know, actually are looking to employ that next person. And that's really where the growth of the economy is coming from as well.
This can be make or break for small to medium businesses, given that according to this research, almost half fail in their first 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's numbers from the Australian Bureau of Statistics that, you know, about approximately 49% of all small businesses fail in the first 5 years, unfortunately, in Australia. But, you know, when you look at the impact that small business has, they do employ, you know, 47% of all Australians are employed by a small business. So it's a significant part of the economy here in Australia.
You haven't named the offenders from bigger businesses for privacy reasons, but what sort of companies are we talking about who seem to be abusing their clout to keep small business suppliers under the thumb?
No, look, we deliberately didn't, you know, name and shame. That wasn't the intent of the report. The intent of the report was really to just give some overview about, you know, the overall impact of what this could be having just to small business.
But is it clear that some bigger businesses know that small businesses really rely on that channel of work that they receive and think they can get away with late payments?
Look, I think there's definitely a component of that, but there's also the opportunity for small business to try and negotiate better terms themselves as well. And, you know, one of the things we did actually see through this study is that if a small business uses electronic invoicing and they actually put online payment options inside their invoice, they can actually get paid up to 55% quicker than those that don't. So there are some things they can do themselves.
You've looked at 10 million invoices from 150,000 businesses, and you see the average late payment is 23 days. Is this all about the slowing economy or something more cultural where bigger businesses think it's okay to be well overdue with their payments?
Look, it could be a combination of both of those, and we probably didn't explore that in full detail, but I think there is a bit of a cultural aspect that's been going for quite some time where, you know, it looks like big business actually, you know, have a bit more power over small business can set those terms.
So when you talk about the domino effect or the cascading impact of late payments, so what are we seeing?
There is a domino effect coming through. So I mentioned before, you know, if we could get these paid on time, it would be effectively a stimulus of $7 billion through the economy, and it does flow through. So what we see is that small businesses that are actually paid slower than average grow their revenue one third slower than those that are actually paid faster on average. So it does flow the whole way through the economy.
And that could go down to whether or not a business decides to take on a full-time employee or a part-time employee or lay them off altogether.
Well, it comes down to growth, doesn't it? If they're getting paid on time, they're far more likely to grow faster, which means, you know, they're going to create more jobs, hopefully.
Given the tighter lending standards that we're seeing as a result of the Banking Royal Commission, are some businesses under pressure to do unusual things or unwise things to make ends meet? For example, mortgaging their homes or using credit cards.
Well, so it's definitely hard for small business to get access to capital. And, you know, the easiest way to get access to working capital is actually to get paid on time.
But how much of this is down to small businesses themselves, especially the ones that, as you say, don't use electronic payments?
Oh, look, I mean, I'd hate to blame small business because I think, as we know, it's incredibly hard to be a small business, and, you know, they are the lifeline of the economy, but there are some things that they can do to help themselves as well. So, you know, if they can issue electronic invoices and have, you know, online payment options, then that definitely makes it easier for big business and other businesses to pay them on time.
That's Xero Chief Executive Trent Innes with the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.